You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and I'm sitting alongside the executive director and the CEO of the Michigan Theater. He stops by every Thursday. Last Thursday for a pledge drive, this Thursday for a traditional edition of Cinema Chat. And welcome back.
Yes, it's good to be not repeating constantly, call 888-299-8910.
But we would like to.
You can still do it if you want to make a donation, and we encourage that you do.
More importantly, let's take time to thank those who did take time
Absolutely.
Out to contribute in support of Cinema Chat, Morning Edition, and all of the great news, jazz, and blues on WEMU. We do not take for granted that you make what we do possible, and we just want to take occasion as often as we can to say thank you. We appreciate that you're our partner, and we look forward to continuing serving you in the best way possible as we move forward.
Absolutely. We need to charge up Cinema Chat listeners for the next drive, which will be in the spring when it's more hopeful and the weather is going to break towards warmth instead of cold. but we'll do that in the spring, and thank all the Cinema Chat listeners that called in and supported the station this time.
And once again, if you did miss your opportunity last Thursday while Russ was here to ask for your support for Cinema Chat, you can always just go to our website. You can listen to older editions of Cinema Chat. And there's a donate button right at the top of the right hand of the page. And you can click on that and fill out the form and send it along, and it goes right to the same place.
Don't be shy. Click and give.
So, big news out of the Michigan Theater. I mean, it's been going on for a while now, but people are starting to get accustomed that there's more opportunity.
That's right. Well, we had to close the State Theater as we renovate it, but we opened a new cinema called the Annex Cinema, which is right next to the screening room. So it's all part of the Michigan Theater complex right there on Liberty Street. And if you want to set aside Sunday, October 23rd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're going to have an open house and show off the Annex Cinema, tell you a little bit about the State Theater as well, so you're up to date on that. But just know, you can go to the Annex Cinema every day right now. It's open every day of the week. In fact, we're playing it 8 days a week now.
8 days a week. Well, there is a movie called 8 days a week, so
right.
Maybe this makes sense. Right.
It's the Beatles documentary, 8 days a week, the touring years. And it's just fun. If you're a Beatles fan, you have to see this. If you're just interested in American culture, or world music culture, actually, in the early 60s, it's really worth going to check out. It makes the Beatles human beings, which is really nice. I mean, they're these goofball kids from Liverpool, England, who happen to be very talented. And to watch for a couple hours this group and what they did and how they became this huge hit, which was a complete surprise to
everybody.
Most especially them. But history kind of proved that the crowds were right. They really, truly were amazing musicians doing amazing work. So anyway.
And in great part because they refused to allow themselves to be limited to how you were initially introduced to them.
Right. And they, after 1966, they stopped touring. So that's the end of this particular movie because
right.
It is about those formative years. Now, there's years before 1962 when they
Cavern Club years.
And they were forming themselves and playing in Hamburg and all that. But 1962 is when they really started to break through. And it's, again, about those 5 years, 62 to 66. So anyway,
go from the birth of a band to birth of a nation.
That's right. Well, and then in this screening only, you can watch this online, but in this screening only, there's a Shea Stadium concert that was done in 1966 that you can only see with this screening. So the movie is over.
You get to see the concert?
The whole credits.
And nice.
And then the concert plays for after that. So, it's very cool. Yes, Birth of a Nation is Nate Parker's film that he wrote, directed, and stars in. It's gotten great reviews. It was the big, big, big buzz film out of Sundance. A very compelling work. And it's about Nat Turner, who's a literate slave and preacher who works with the financially strained owner, and he's a very compelling preacher, but as he sees more and more of the just immorality of slavery, he organizes a slave revolt.
Call it an uprising. It was really a call for justice, a demand for it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. The atrocities that he saw as he was going around talking and preaching was amazing. And it was a very seminal time in the anti-slavery movement. But anyway, go check it out, Birth of a Nation. It's only going to be here for the next week. It plays this weekend for a week.
Cinema Chat continues on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside Michigan Theater Executive Director and CEO Russ Collins. And some new films are available this weekend.
Yes, American Honey stars Sasha Lane, easy for me to say, and Shia LaBeouf. But it's a film that the critics have said American Honey offers a refreshingly unconventional take on the coming-of-age film whose narrative and risks add up to a rewarding experience. So it's about a teenage girl from a troubled home. She runs away to go with a traveling sales crew. Now, this sounds like a bad idea, and on many levels, it is a bad idea.
Right.
But she runs away in the American Midwest, so there's a lot for us here in Michigan to relate to, with a group that's selling magazine subscriptions door-to-door. Of course, she finds someone that she thinks that she's in love with, and she soon gets into the group's lifestyle of partying, law-bending, and young love. Again, the reviews on this are very, very strong. One of our most tasteful film selectors, Mackenzie Peacock, really like this film a lot. American Honey opens this Friday. Go check it out. And we had a film at Cinetopia called Operator, which was actually made...
Had a real local connection, didn't it?
Yes, it was made by two young ladies that grew up, directed and written by two young ladies that grew up here in Ann Arbor. And it's really great. And what we're doing is we're doing a qualifying run for the Independent Spirit Award.
Nice.
And so it's going to be here for a week, and Sharon Green is going to be here for part of the
run. She is one of the authors.
Yep, right. And Logan Kibbins, the director, will be here, and they're the writer-director. The film stars Martin Starr and Mae Whitman, two folks that you have seen on the big screen. And it is a fabulous film about technology, about relationships. I can't speak highly enough about this film. It's extremely well put together, extremely well acted, extremely well edited. Operator is definitely worth going to see just as a movie.
And I'm a documentary fan. There's one of those coming up, too.
The local connection makes it fun. We're also showing a short that is really fun with that as well. Yes, Hieronymus Bosch, Touched by the Devil, the great Dutch artist, put together a very odd collection of paintworks back in the 1600s. And Hieronymus Bosch, Touched by the Devil, is a documentary that's running Tuesday through Thursday. Songs from the North is a North Korean. It talks about the enigma of North Korea, and that's part of the Korean film series that happens, and that's on Thursday the 13th, tonight at 7:30. We're doing a very interesting collection of films called Decalogue by Krzysztof Kieślowski, and these are 10 one-hour films that play the 14th through the 16th, a very rare opportunity to see those films.
There's a couple of big movies opening at the
Multiplex. Yeah, absolutely. We've got The Accountant, which stars Ben Affleck.
Which actually looks very good.
And Kevin Hart stars in Kevin Hart, What Now? The reviews on these have, and Don Cheadle's in that too, which also makes it worth going to see. And the Kids of an American series continues with 16 Candles and the Blues Brothers, and that'll be on Monday and Thursday.
Well, you have a lot of options for the movie choices this weekend. We hope you'll pick one and go to the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.
Thanks again for all of you who contribute, and ta-ta from Hollywood.